at the web address rememberingthetrianglefire.org. The web address again is rememberthetrianglefire.org. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.
Tonight I was to go dancing. Tonight I was to see my love. But all I see around me are flames and smoke. Un fuoco.
And that is some of the news for Wednesday, March 20th, 2013. Tonight's news was produced with Andrea Sears, Rebecca Miles, Linda Perry, and Reggie Johnson. Thank you for listening. I'm Jose Santiago for the WBAI listener-sponsored news.
Did you know that according to the 2010 census, those over 60 grew by 12.4%? On Friday, March 22nd, on one of the feature events of the Greater Harlem Chamber of Commerce 3rd Annual National Urban Health Conference will be a healthy aging discussion. The growing baby boomer generation will be hosted by the New York Academy of Medicine and Touro College of Osteopathic Medicine. This event is free and open to the public and will take place at the Adam Clayton Powell Jr. State Office Building from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. The State Office Building is located at 163 125th Street. For more information, RSVP, call 212-862-7200 or visit harlemhealthyliving.com/urban health.
Hi, this is Alec Baldwin, and you're tuned to WBAI, listener-supported, non-commercial radio in New York.
Anything can happen.
Support WBAI, Peace and Justice Radio in New York.
Anything can happen.
Anything might happen. It's 7 o'clock. You are listening to WBAI New York, and that means it's time, once again, for Off the Hook. Good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Hook. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you on this Wednesday evening. Joined tonight by Mike.
Good evening.
It just gets smaller and smaller in here, doesn't it?
I received a message from Rob T. Firefly that he is delayed due to Subway.
Yeah, you know, that's delayed due to catching the Subway late. That's what happened. One thing I've noticed coming up here is that there's always a Subway, but you got to plan for it. There's a lot of travel. That's been my experience anyway, but hopefully he'll show up before the program ends. Bernie S. is on the telephone.
This is Newfangled Technology, and I am on from Pennsylvania. Greetings.
Wow. Well, the fact that I said he's on the telephone is actually a monumental occasion here, because we have phones again. We have a phone, at least. And that means we are going to be, one way or another, taking phone calls later on, or taking a phone call later on. We're not sure yet if we can have Bernie on at the same time as we take phone calls. We're going to try, but if not, Bernie, are you willing to sacrifice yourself?
No problem. I can say goodbye whenever needed. Thanks.
Uh-huh. I see through the closed-circuit camera that Rob T. Firefly, somebody looks like him, has just forced his way through the door. And I'm sorry.
So most of our listeners are not in the studio. We have 16 things going on that screen. It's very busying.
Yeah, well, funny. I thought that was him. It looked like him, somebody. But
if it is him, it could be anywhere in the range.
Well, the studios aren't that big. He should have made it here by now. But maybe that was somebody else. But you know, I didn't see them show up on any other camera.
You have 16 cameras, but one telephone line?
Actually, two telephone lines.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, I've had a very frustrating day. I've been trying. I feel we need to update the listeners on this. We have some premium issues. We've been trying to deliver premiums. I literally spent the whole day trying to deliver premiums downtown. In case you haven't heard, the station is in two different places at the same time. We're up here at City College in Harlem broadcasting, but our offices are at Ford Financial Plaza Center, World Center. I don't know. It's a crazy building.
Somewhere downtown.
You ask for directions to it on Google Maps, and they give you directions to a different address, and just they basically replace four with two, and you're supposed to accept that. So I did. You know, I accepted that, and I was calling them all day long. The number that I got just went to a voicemail, because we're not allowed to have actual telephones up there. A great deal we worked out where we can't have telephones, so everything goes to a cell phone, apparently, and I couldn't get anybody to call back, so I was trying all day to reach people with these premiums. And these premiums include, by the way, calendars for 2013. That really we should have gotten to you guys a couple of months ago, because that's what calendars are for. Now, of course, we had a lot of extenuating circumstances. Since people pledged for these calendars, we had Hurricane Sandy move in. We moved out of Wall Street, came up here, split the station into two pieces at least. And all kinds of other challenges have taken place. Another challenge was getting everybody to sign the calendar, getting everybody in one place. So it was kind of on us, kind of on the station, kind of on Mother Nature. All of that together resulted in a delay. But today I was hoping to actually drop the things off, and I couldn't even make it upstairs. I found the building. I put my car in a taxi stand, came within 1 minute of being towed, I was told. But that was the only way to get all the premiums over there, and I couldn't reach anybody on the phone. Ran into the building, ran through a food court, and up this escalator behind slow-moving people, finally to a guard that was basically preventing people from getting through to the building. And I said, can you contact somebody up on the 26th floor?